Oh my goodness, you're finally home. I miss you so much. I can't believe you were gone for like a whole 8 hours. I can't wait to tell you about my day. First, I watched the people on the TV for hours, and then I chased my Wait. What's the matter? Are you okay? Usually when I tell you about my day, you smile. What's with the frown today, cutie? You had a bad day at work? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Do you want to talk about it? You know, I'm a really good listener. You don't have to force yourself to talk about it if you don't want to say more. It's alright. I shouldn't have pushed you. Here, let's sit down for a little bit. I know just how to get you out of this funk. First, are you thirsty? It's important that you stay healthy and hydrated. Let me get you some water. It's ice cold. Just how you like it. What about food? Did you eat? You got something on the way here? Okay, good. You and I both know I can't cook. You know what always makes me happy? Head pats. Come here, sweetheart. Let me get patting. See, don't you feel better already? I remember when I first showed up on your doorstep that rainy autumn night. You took me in, swept me off my feet, and then patted my head with a towel until the rain stopped falling. You never stopped looking into my eyes. I'll never forget the kindness you showed me for as long as I live. You offered me a warm escape from the rain by holding me in your strong, caring arms. It started off as the worst night of my life and ended with me meeting you. You're the best owner any kitsune could ever ask for. I can't believe it's already been 2 whole years. Time flies when you're with the one you love. I love being able to stay at home and chase my tail around, but I really miss you sometimes. I get scared and wonder if you'll ever come home. But sure enough, you always do. I love that about you. You're always coming home right when I feel sad, right when I need you. Although tonight, I'm going to be the one taking care of you. The pet does the petting. Speaking of pets, you smell like a barn animal. You must have worked really hard today. I'm proud of you. You always take care of me, but you push yourself to these ridiculous limits. You do need a shower after you're feeling better, though. I'm sure a cool shower with me would cheer you up. I usually lick myself clean, but sometimes I like to use the shower too. What? You knew? Oh, because my hair was in the drain? Oh, well, that's kind of gross. I didn't know that the hair stayed there. I wish I could be as strong as you. What? Shut up. You are the strongest person I know. I mean, I don't know how many humans, but out of all the ones I see in the TV, you're the strongest. There's a lot of people with superpowers too. You should see them. They're so weak compared to you. No, really, I mean it. Well, I'm not gonna let you be a grumpy, wumpy pants all night. Come put your head on my chest and get comfy. Are you comfy? See, that's much better. My tails aren't bothering you, are they? Okay, good. Your hair is getting a little long. I like it though. Keep growing it out. Wait. Stop. You're tickling my tickles. Hey. You seem like you're feeling a little better. You like when I scratch your head like this? I love having you this close. How long has it been since we cuddled like this? Days? Weeks? Months? Every minute we're not in each other's arms, I feel like it's an eternity to me. I sound crazy? Maybe I am crazy. Crazy about you. I think about you all the time when you're gone. I really miss when you leave for work. Really? You miss me too? That must be why you work so hard then. I said it before and I'll say it again. I'm really proud of you. You work so hard for us and I couldn't be more thankful. I'll have to make it up to you sometime. Oh, that's it. I can pet you with my tails. They're extremely soft. You'll love it. Do you like how my fuzzy soft tails feel on your head? I see your smile. Show me your smile. Oh, so handsome. Since I see your cute smile again, I think we're all done here. What's that? You want more cuddles and attention? Aw, you're so cute. Hang on just one second. You always wash my face. Today, it's my turn to wash yours. It's not too hot, is it? I made sure to only let the water get a little warm. Now let's see, how do the people on the TV do this? This is good. Just need to get the cloth nice and wet, and I'm okay to sit on your lap while doing this, right? I just want to make sure I'm getting every inch of your face washed. If it's too much, just let me know. But I have a feeling you're liking this. Now hold still, okay? I don't really know what I'm doing, but I really want to do it. Just let me know if I hurt you or anything. Oh wow, you really seem to like this. Is it because the washcloth feels good? Or is it because your adorable little pet fox girl is straddling you? We may never know. After I finish up around your eyes and nose, I'll have to move on to your ears. I love getting my ears washed. I can't reach them with my tongue, so I have to lick my hand and then rub them. But you know how messy they can get if I'm not paying enough attention to them. I've never noticed how different your ears are. They're so round and cute. What do you call this part? Earlobes? It's such a silly name. I like them though. They're cute. I kinda wish I had earlobes. I just have these pointy ears that twitch a lot when I hear something. Oh, you really mean that? I mean, no, I don't have cute ears. You do. What was I saying again? Alright, you have way cuter ears than I do. But yours are so small and adorable. Mine just point up towards the sky. They're like little beacons telling everyone that I'm listening to you. If you say they're cute, then I guess mine are cute. As skilled as I am with this washcloth, I think I want to take a shower with you. What do you say, senpai? Only because you're stinky, though. That's my excuse. Now come on. Let's go.